This is Clay Millen, quarterback for the Green and Gold, and you're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the show. Pooter Feed Supply, Pooter Pet and Feed Supply. They've got a great sale coming up in May. The May sale celebrating 35 years serving Northern Colorado all month of May. Deep discounts on your favorite brands. This is in-store only, going on all month. So, hey, now's the time. Get in there in May and take advantage of these great deals coming up at Pooter Pet and Feed Supply. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. We're going to bring on Kyle Fredrickson in just a moment. He's the Colorado Avalanche beat writer for the Denver Gazette. We do have Kyle. Big one tonight, of course. You know, we're looking at a lot of drama kind of surrounding the Colorado Avalanche. But first and foremost, let's look at the Cale Makar situation. What did you think of that? And the actual penalty on the ice, and then they reduce it, and then they come back and say he's suspended for a game. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think, you know, big picture, let's look at the final outcome. You know, the Avalanche should, in a sense, feel a little bit lucky that it's just one game. I think in the national conversation, looking at the hit and just the outcome of the hit, I think there's this sort of discussion happening that, hey, you know, guys should be held out for as long as the player they injured is out, you know? And if this is a multi-game deal for McCann, well then, hey, why is Makar coming in back after one game? So for me, you know, personally, I think it's fair. I think any more games would have been overkill, especially because Makar is a guy who was kind of in that Lady Bing conversation after he's waving off his own, you know, tripping penalty
right
early in the season, right? And I think reputation in this league matters. So this, to me, feels like a hefty slap in the wrist for, you know, really what was an uncharacteristic play. You know, Cale's defense in this situation is he thought the puck was beneath the player when he made contact, but it's very clear that the puck was in the crowd, and McCann, you know, was not expecting to be hit like that. So he's totally defenseless. You know, to think about a wide receiver coming across the middle and how the NFL cracks down on that, you know, that's got to come out of the game. So, you know, Cale's going to sit. The good news is, you know, the Avs kind of learned how to play without him for long stretches this year, for better or worse. So that they're going to have to bring their A game. But there is a lot of familiarity with this lineup, you know, minus Makar.
Yeah, so you've got the Cale Makar thing, and then obviously we've been talking about Val Nichushkin in that situation. What are you hearing on this? Because yesterday you're seeing reports of an incident at a team hotel, alcohol involved perhaps, but then Val's agent comes out and says, no, stop with that. Where are you with this right now? Do you have any new information on Val?
Yeah, you know, and I have seen those reports, and, you know, and I'll just say, in terms of what I feel comfortable reporting, you know, taking one single piece of information and declaring a rumor as pseudo-fact, for me, I'm not comfortable doing it. I did see the national report about there being an incident at the hotel, and we do know that something happened at the hotel the day the Avalanche were there, but there's more rooms at a hotel than just the players, believe it or not, so it could have been any variety of things that happened that day. There is some timing that makes you wonder, hey, was Nichushkin involved in something? Now, you know, unless the team is just flat out lying to us at this point, which would be, you know, pretty unfortunate, this isn't a matter of discipline. And then today, you know, in our conversations with Jared, you know, they said it wasn't a matter of a law issue, essentially, you know, if Nichushkin was in legal trouble. So to me, that paints a picture that maybe doesn't necessarily support those claims. I've also reached out to Nichushkin's agent, and I'm hopeful that I hear back. But I'm sure that he's fielding quite a few requests for comment at this point. But we'll see. You know, what we know right now is that, you know, it's not going to be Nichushkin coming back in Game 5, and we don't really have any reason to be hopeful beyond that. But for me, it's, you know, each day we talk to Jared Bednar, it's another chance to get more information, right? Because, you know, this being personal in nature, we're trying to respect everyone involved. But, you know, with how little information is available, you know, we'll just keep pecking away at it until either the team or Val is comfortable talking about it. If I'm the team, you know, I want to maybe come out with a stronger statement just so they can stop fielding questions, because I can't imagine that this would become a distraction. but it sure seems like it's trending that way.
Yeah, and that's the thing about all of this, you know, like, obviously Jared Bednar's got to know. How much do you think the players know of what's going on with Val? I mean, or does Bednar know exactly what's going on?
Yeah, I think he does know, and that was sort of my question today in the press conference was, you know, are you guys still in communication with Val? And it was a quick yes, you know, and to me, you know, that signals that there is some sort of plan or some sort of, you know, end goal at the end of this, right? I think if Jared had told us today, no, I have no idea what's going on or where he is, that's a red flag because, okay, well, even the team is a little bit unclear about what's happening. So, you know, I think behind the scenes, as long as, you know, they feel comfortable with what's going on and it's not worth sort of, you know, raising any fuss about, you know, I'm okay with it. But, you know, like I said, we'll still continue asking questions and trying to get some semblance of what happened just based on how important Val is. I mean, without him in the lineup, I just don't see this team, you know, making it very far in the playoffs.
It's just such a bizarre story, Kyle. I mean, anytime you hear, typically in the playoffs, you don't just hear a guy has left the team. If you do, it's usually a disciplinary reason. They got into some kind of trouble. They got a family thing. And again, not hearing any concrete information right now, it's just so bizarre. He's just gone.
For sure. And it's twofold. And the factors that go into that is, one, the Avalanche, you know, look across the league. They just are very tight-lipped. They don't let information slip. It's very much the old guard still kind of has its way with their PR strategy, which, you know, it's a good or a bad thing, depending on how much you care about, you know, the Avalanche marketing themselves or the NHL becoming more of a mainstream product. But that's just how they operate. And, you know, with Val, it was a difficult, you know, all year just for me to get a one-on-one interview with him. And that was with help from the team, right? So I don't think it's out of the question that there is some mystery with what's happening between the communication staff and Val and how much Jared is willing to share what he feels is actually important in this conversation. I, you know, maybe at the end of the year or after the playoffs, we'll get a little bit of that perspective, and whether that's Jared or Val, you know, someone will come out and say, all right, this is what happened. Because it would be unfortunate to not really have a resolution to this, especially if it dictates the outcome of this postseason.
Yeah, no question about it. And like you said, not having him in these games is difficult. Not having Cale Makar is difficult. But as you mentioned, they've learned how to play without him. This team has overcome a lot of that adversity when it comes to injured players and all that. Can they do it tonight? Big one, as this series is tied 2-2. I mean, Kyle, you never want to lose a playoff game. You don't want to lose this one because you darn sure don't want to go back to Seattle down with one more game to go for Seattle.
Yeah, tonight to me is the best thing next to a game 7 just because of the implications and what could happen and knowing the Avs, you know, have to go back to Seattle. So, yeah, losing Makar is huge, you know, in terms of how do you address that? How do you fill the gaps without Makar? You know, we saw Devontae's running the first power play unit today, and wouldn't surprise me if, you know, either him or Bo Byram really fills the slot there. And then that's where the Avs need to figure out how to do more damage. Mikko Rantanen finally did get a power play goal in game 4, so they broke a big streak there. So, you know, you talk about getting the blue line more involved offensively. That's a great way to do it, right? I mean, I think we want to see Bo Byram getting into the zone today and being aggressive and getting shots on net in a way that maybe we haven't seen, you know, since last postseason. That's really when Byram came into his own. So, you know, just the history of there of having an elite offensive defenseman who's, you know, can't skate like Cale Makar. No one in the world can. But still brings a lot of the same tools to the table with Byram is big for this team. You know, Josh Manson also has to show up a little bit, right? He's been back from his lower body injury for a few games. So it just seems like he's been mostly a non-factor. But you could really say that about the bottom half of this lineup. It's, you know, it's really been kind of boom or bust, depending on how far the top six and specifically Mikko and Nate are willing to carry this team. And you know, talking to Matt Nieto in the room earlier, he was like, yeah, you know, it's got to happen eventually. Someone else on this team is going to have to score. You know, and there's been some decent chances, but, you know, the only real good stuff has come from those, you know, wow moments from the elite guys really doing their best. Because this Kraken team, you know, they don't have star power, but they're so deep that they just make everything difficult for every shift.
Yeah, and obviously it'll be a big night for Georgiev, too. I mean, for him to be able to kind of bounce back. There were a lot of shots on goal. It just seemed like Seattle was absolutely outplaying the Avs the other night. So to be fair to Georgie, is like, man, they were firing at him left and right. But he's getting some criticism. I'm looking at him tonight. Hopefully he can have kind of a bounce back night.
Yeah, and he needs help too. There's right. still been this trend of weird defensive mistakes or just turnovers leading to goals, and you know Georgiev is going to have a decent shot at stopping those, but you know you got to have a whole team effort to prevent some of that stuff. So yeah, having him steal a game in this series, the timing would be perfect for tonight with how beat up this squad is. They're going to get Kale, you know, going back to Seattle in a couple days. Because to your point, if they lose that game, then all of a sudden, okay, we got to rattle off two wins now. You got to go back into that building at Climate Pledge when they're about to clinch a first-round series over the defending champs. I mean, you know, if we thought it was loud in there before, it's going to be awesome, you know, in terms of just that pure playoff environment and those guys bringing the noise. So yeah. In the best interest of the Avalanche to get it done.
Get it done tonight. Absolutely huge. We'll see what they can do. Kyle, appreciate you, man, and all the work you're doing to dig this some of these interesting stories up surrounding the Avs. There's no shortage of news surrounding the defending Stanley Cup champs.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you guys having me.
All right, man. Kyle Fredrickson of the Denver Gazette. So, Bednar kind of alluding to it's nothing illegal, nothing as far as getting the law involved with this. Like, what is going on? Seriously. Where's your brain going? Is it going to the Russia stuff?
No, because again, I think we would obviously see, we would have some update about that from a national news source.
What if he... I don't want to be that guy, but I kind of want to be that guy. You know, what if something in his hometown, that's why the speculation comes up. It's stupid. I get it. I sound like an idiot. I don't want to sound like that. But family members in Russia or him passed in Russia, that's where your brain goes when it's just like he's gone and nobody knows where he is except for maybe the, like, Joe Sakic's of the world.
Well, Bednar talked to him.
Yeah.
Said he's in contact with him.
That's it. But he could be in contact, but nobody else knows where he is.
If it was an injury, they'd have to report it.
We know it's not an injury. We know
it's not alcohol.
We don't think it's alcohol now. That's the report's getting debunked, kind of, at least according to his agent.
It came from somewhere.
Right.
An NHL insider... whether it was a rumor or just a whisper of something, he felt comfortable enough to put it out there.
Yeah, and I don't think, from what I know about NHL reporters and the Adam Schefter versions, these guys aren't clickbait guys. It's the NHL, dude. They're not clickbait guys. So for you use that key word, he felt comfortable. These guys clearly got to get something that makes them feel really confident. Because you're saying, what you say, that report, just saying that, is pretty damning that right. Alcohol was involved so much to the point that he's been removed from the team. That's a pretty bold thing to just say. So I am one of those guys, when I hear it from a respected reporter like that, you do go, the old, where there's smoke, there's kind of some fire.
When you say removed from the team, it's not a disciplinary thing, so what does that mean?
If it's not family, if it was family, they'd just say it. That'd be easy. Family matters. That would be the easiest
thing to say. That's all you have
to say,
and reporters and fans will be like, oh.
We'd shut up.
Handle that.
It's done.
And it should be the same in terms of its personal reasons, but we're humans. We're going to speculate.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean personal? If it's not family, how personal is it?
What is it then? Yeah, exactly. If it's not family, then what is it?
And if it was a mental health thing, even that's becoming more and more common. We saw one of our Rockies...
Sure.
He sat out with anxiety.
Yeah. Then
it's concerning
common,
when you hear
okay
stuff
thing.
Like something happened at the hotel and he was escorted by security to the airport.
That's what...
What would constitute you needing to have security to get to the airport?
Exactly.
Other than, I need to get there now.
Well, and it's a hockey player, too. It's not like... If Val walked in to a random bar, you know, because they were in Seattle at the time, would anybody know who he was? No.
No. I don't recognize any of the Avalanche players.
You wouldn't know who he was.
Cale Makar looks like he's in high school.
Yes. Again, it's hockey's lack of marketing. But what I'm saying, the point is, you know, you doesn't really need to be surrounded by security and stuff if he's just going to and from an airport or an airplane, unless something weird is happening.
Unless you needed to be there urgently.
Yeah. Hmm. And when I go with urgently, and I go, did he have to go back to Russia? Did he need to go back to Russia for something? And again, the crowd that's like, stop speculating.
There's a connection.
It's what we do, man. You got a player that's a good one that's not playing in your playoff games and he's fully healthy. Absolutely, you should speculate. If you're an Avs fan, you should be a little, until you, you know, again, if you get information that comes out later and it's like, it turns out his dad or his mom or something, and then we'd go, that sucks. But we don't know that. And we haven't been told anything like that. So, of course, our brains are going to speculate. And even the ones that are saying, don't speculate, it's a man's life. It has crossed your brain. You have wondered what's going on with him. And now, when I first got the tweets of people saying, it's Putin, it's Russia, I was like, oh, come on. The longer it goes, the more you kind of wonder.
There's a connection. He's from Russia. It's a country that's in a war right now.
They don't like America. I know. You're right, though, when you say it would be national news if Russia started pulling their players that are playing for American teams out.
Now, if it was just specifically Valery Nichushkin, that supposedly his home country would want him specifically, then that's an actual story. But until we find out what that is, we don't know.
That's what I'm saying, is like, it could be like specifically something on him. Strange things, man. 41 minutes after the hour, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.